Now more with Frank Gaffney.
We're visiting with James O'Keefe. He is best known for his undercover investigations and the mighty, the powerful, the unaccountable that he has held to account as a result of his derring do. With his team of undercover investigators, their video cameras, their tape machines, and much of this is laid out in his new book, American Pravda, My Fight for Truth in the Era of Fake News. And James, again, thank you for giving us a full hour of your time. It's so appreciated. You were just in the process of laying out some of the hard knocks that you've learned along the way of trying to expose some of those who are otherwise unaccountable, and I'd invite you to pick up that theme.
Well, if prostitution is the oldest profession, intelligence gathering is a close second, it seems somehow fitting that in our first major investigation, the Acorn infiltration, we managed to combine both, or at least the appearance of both. And what we do at Project Veritas is we use deception as a means to gain access to people. And I've been attacked viciously on this front, by the way, by the media. Well, you use an alias. Well, yes, we use an alias to get people to open up because we believe that there is no virtue in passing along untrue information from your sources to the masses, which is what happens in journalism today. This has become a practical joke. I mean, if you're watching this memo thing, Yahoo News was a circular information thing. They were utilizing information to justify certain things. Lost in the perversion that is modern journalism is, where is the truth? And how do you get to the truth? So what we do at Project Veritas is we basically go undercover and we win friends and influence people. We build trust with people. We cultivate people through empathy, chemistry, and charm. We spent a year undercover in the Hillary Clinton campaign in order, you know, we posed as a donor who had a niece, and the niece got into the office of Bob Creamer, who's really good friends with Barack Obama, as Creamer was talking about how they were inciting this violence on the ground with his colleague Scott Fogel, using money that originally came from Hillary Clinton.
And you are being sued by Bob Creamer, as I understand it, for having brought the truth to light of activities that I think by any reasonable standard would be considered crimes in their own right.
Yeah, we're being sued in federal court. We have some 12 civil actions against us right now. We are being sued. I've had a restraining order overturned in Michigan against us for having information on the teachers union. I'm being sued in California by Common Core executives because they said they hate children. I've been sued by Acorn for invasion of privacy, sued by Bob Creamer for trespass and breach of fiduciary duty, even though we never signed a non-disclosure agreement. So I'm being targeted by the California Attorney General, the New York Attorney General. I've been incarcerated and on probation. The reason why people don't do this thing, what we do at Project Veritas, is because you are going to get viciously and savagely attacked. And Frank, what I've learned is that it's not just from the enemy, and I hate to use the word enemy, maybe, but you know they view me as their enemy. I don't know why. I'm just doing the jobs that they should be doing, but also by your friends, because the temptation to get that praise on the front page of the New York Times is just too great for many people in the freedom fighter movement. They know that if they condemn and criticize me, that they will be lauded in the pages of the New York Times. And it's a real problem, and that's why the media still has tremendous power and leverage over the country, because they still have the power to shame and humiliate, and it is ultimately this humiliation and shame that most people, particularly in Washington, D.C., fear the most.
We call that in Washington, James, growing in office. People who may even have run against the New York Times or the Washington Post or the establishment, the elite, what have you, will grow in office, according to those same folks, that as they become part of the swamp, as they, go after people like you who are unshakably door opening, exposing, bringing sunlight to bear on what that swamp is up to. I just want to say, as heartening as it was for me, I'm sure it was for you then, given all of this, to have received back in December one of the United in Purpose Impact Awards. This was a recognition of, I guess, 12 of us who, you know, were thanked publicly for the work that we've been doing by some of our friends. And I think your tribute on that occasion was particularly well-deserved in light of the kind of grief and worse that you have been taking, not least from these attorneys general. Obviously, you're a nonprofit organization. I can't imagine what your legal bills are running, let alone the costs associated with doing your job. If people appreciate all that you do, James O'Keefe, and I hope they will, especially after they take a look at American Pravda, my fight for truth in the era of fake news, how can they support your work?
Well, the best way to support us right now is to buy this book, The American Pravda, at this juncture, because I think people need to hear this, read the stories. We are a nonprofit organization, and I'm the head of that organization. We've got some 50 people associated with us now, and it's expensive. It's really expensive work. And the problem with being a charity is that you're regulated by the states. And now, because we're no longer a country of equal justice under law, attorneys general in places like New York and California spend all of their time not chasing criminals and holding people to account, but like chasing after me and looking through my, you know, emails through audits and so forth, just trying to hurt me. And Frank, one of the things that happened in recent days is that this is unbelievable. This is truly unbelievable. If you want to think you're living in the United States of America, listen to this. One of our donors wanted to send us a contribution. We have 20,000 donors. And the donor wanted to send a sizable contribution and wanted to send it through Fidelity, which is a independent financial institution. And the financial institution said, no, we can't send your donation to James O'Keefe's organization, Project Veritas, because they are under investigation by the New York Attorney General. Now, we're not actually he sent us a letter asking us for some things. There's no actual criminal thing. There's no problem. But the cloud of suspicion that these attorneys general can create, it's like the tail wagging the dog. It's a self-fulfilling prophecy.
I don't know whether, James, you have been subjected to this in addition to your other efforts to take you down, but the Southern Poverty Law Center, of course, has been very much engaged in this kind of mau-mauing of people they don't approve of. Essentially, they're playing a role, as you know, as a sort of instrument of political warfare for the hard left. But the moment they identify you as a hater or racist or bigot or whatever else, you can find yourself under that same sort of cloud. And you can see, indeed, some organizations, for a time, PayPal was among them, saying, hey, we can't service contributions to you, or we can't at Google or Facebook or Twitter or what have you put out your products on our servers. It's a kind of takedown that is, as you've really rightly said in American Pravda, it's Orwellian now, and most of it's going on without people being aware that it's going on.
It's going on, people, like the Soviet Union. I read The Gulag Archipelago by Alexander Solzhenitsyn, and if you haven't read the book, you should read American Pravda by James O'Keefe and Gulag Archipelago. Many people read it years ago. Solzhenitsyn is one of my heroes, and I was not alive, you know, when he was around, but he writes about the Potemkin villages in the Soviet Union. The Western New York Times would go, to the Soviet Union, and they would report on, oh, everyone's fat and happy, you know, everybody's paradise, and then they'd win a Pulitzer Prize for that crap, and then Stalin would murder and rape all the people. So we are living in a very interesting time where the sides, the center cannot hold because the right and left are so divergent that facts no longer matter. It's all about narrative. It's all about Jake Tapper last week. Just to say one thing about this, Jake Tapper tweeted out, let's see the underlying transcript of McCabe. That's the FBI director who said that he based the whole thing on the fake dossier. And Tapper didn't believe that fact. He said he wanted to see the underlying transcript. My remarks to the mainstream media is, I don't believe you. I don't believe your anonymous sources. I don't believe your conjecture. I don't believe any of it.
Yeah, no kidding. There's a lot more reason for that disbelief, that's for sure. James O'Keefe, we have to take one last break. We'll be right back with more with the author of American Pravda, My Fight for Truth in the Era of Fake News, James O'Keefe of Project Veritas. Straight ahead.
Go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.